and that this code was the abstract or objective standard to which the individual should adhere, and that thieves and scoundrels were simply intentionally refusing to live up to the same code of conduct that you and I are willing to abide by. But this is not so. Not one of us is rejecting his own happiness in favor of some higher virtue. If you abide by a better morality, it simply means that you think you're going to obtain more happiness for yourself in your life than someone else who abides by what you think is a lesser morality. The purpose of morality is simply to help you obtain the kind of consequences that you want from your acts, not to compel you to act in spite of the consequences, which is the impression that is usually given, that you act morally despite the consequences to you, when in fact you act morally because of the consequences you hope to get. In fact, one of the reasons you develop a moral code is to be able to act without being able to see all of the consequences in front of you at any given time. You know that certain consequences are there nevertheless, that certain acts always produce certain consequences, that a bad act, as you define it, will produce bad consequences. So you don't engage in the bad act simply because you don't want the bad consequences, even if you can't see those consequences in front of you. Even if you can't isolate specifically and say, well, I know exactly what would happen. All I know is that I have deduced in the past that certain acts produce certain consequences, and I will not act in this way because it will produce consequences I don't like. Well, now let's face the really important facet of this whole question of morality, which gets us on the trail then of dealing with other people. We have already recognized the most significant factor entering into an individual's morality. Each human being is a world unto himself, bounded by his own knowledge. Each one knows nothing more than his own experience and his own exposure to life have brought him. And each one, of course, is living for his own happiness, and all other individuals in the world can be nothing more than instruments to the individual's own happiness. So there is no sense talking about what an individual should do, because the fact of life is that he will do what his knowledge tells him to do. What his knowledge tells him will bring happiness to himself. There is no sense even talking about how much better off he'd be if he'd do things your way, because it has no meaning in his life until he accepts it, until it is truth by his standards. The fact that you think it is meaningful is nothing to him until he can accept it within his framework, within this world that is bounded by his knowledge. And so now we come to the question of so-called objective morality or absolute morality. It can be said that there is such a thing as an objective morality, meaning one that is in total harmony with the reality that is out there. But since no human being looks at reality totally objectively, no human being is ever going to discover the objective morality that is completely in harmony with the reality that's out there. Each one is going to have to perceive it for himself, test it for himself, decide for himself. What someone else believes is absolutely moral is of no consequence to you until it can be proven to be so to you. And what you believe is absolutely moral is of no consequence to anyone else until you're capable of proving it to him within his framework. Until he can prove to you that it will work in your life, it has no meaning in your life. Until then, his moral pronouncements will fall upon deaf ears. You're not interested in how someone else has subjectively perceived morality. What you're interested in is how you can gain greater happiness in your life. And so what someone else says is only to be considered by you, not to be accepted as a moral pronouncement. For all practical purposes, there is no such thing as an objective morality or an absolute morality, because there is no human being who can tell you what it is. Now, I'm not suggesting that there is no point to looking for a realistic, practical morality. If you intend to live, you're going to act. And if you act, you're going to have consequences, and you want those consequences to produce well-being for you. So you will inevitably develop moral standards for yourself. In fact, those standards may take on a very objective appearance as they seem to square with reality and bring positive results to you. They may take on a feeling of absoluteness in your life because they work absolutely in every case within your life, but only within the confines of your world, the one in which you are living. Someone might claim to have an absolute morality, one that would work for anyone who would use it. Just try it and it will work for you. But let him...